EPA chief Lee Zeldin blasts Schumer shutdown after agency was forced to furlough 4,000 employees. By Olivia Rondo on October 28, 2025. Washington, D.C., the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, has had to furlough approximately 4,000 employees and is unable to advance certain important projects due to the government shutdown, with Administrator Lee Zeldin accusing Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, of fighting for a far-left activist base. Zeldin, a former Republican congressman from New York, revealed the impact of the ongoing shutdown while speaking with reporters at his agency's headquarters on Tuesday. "We have a lot of carryover funding. So when we woke up on October 1, we were not in a total lapse," he carefully explained. A total lapse for the agency is about an 89% furlough. Last Monday, a week ago yesterday, was the first time that there was a big furlough that impacted the agency. It was approximately 4,000 employees. The EPA had 16,155 employees in January, with plans to downsize to under 12,500 by the end of the year. Zeldin noted that they still have a little bit more than that goal, meaning that a total lapse would be well over 11,000 furloughed employees. While the agency still has thousands of working employees, Zeldin stressed that the money to continue paying them will run out if the shutdown continues. "Everyone who we've had working up to this point has known that they are getting paid, and we're using carryover funding that the agency currently has. But when that money runs out, that's it," he said, explaining that employees in particular positions who cannot be furloughed will have to continue working without payment. "We're not trying to cause more pain. We're trying to mitigate the pain. We prevented that furlough as long as we could," he continued, referring to the 4,000 workers from last Monday. "When the money's out, it's out." When asked about EPA projects that have suffered due to the congressional gridlock, Zeldin named the Brownfields Program, which provides grants and technical assistance to assess and clean up contaminated areas around the country. "There are really important projects under the Brownfields Program that are not able to advance with the employees who are running the point on those projects not being here," he said. "Our preference would be for the shutdown to end immediately for us to be able to have all of our employees." On Schumer, Zeldin argued that his fight against the Republicans' Clean Continuing Resolution, CR, is to appease the Democrats' far-left base. "As far as Senator Schumer goes and what his motivation is, he seems to just be looking to put up a fight for a far-left activist base. Just to put up a fight. He's concerned about the lack of support that he's seen amongst the activists back in New York," the EPA chief said of the home state that he shares with Schumer. "And this is about self-preservation. Democrats were desperately searching for some kind of, you know, context or narrative to try to explain why they were fighting," he continued. "At the end of the day, the fact remains that what is motivating this has just been the desire to appease a far-left activist base that wants congressional Democrats to resist, oppose, and obstruct everything and anything." Back in July, the EPA secured an agreement with Mexico to finally solve the decades-long Tijuana River sewage crisis, Breitbart News reported. Zeldin had met with his Mexican counterpart, Alicia Bárcena, to sign a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, between the countries to stop the flow of raw, untreated sewage polluting Southern California. Included in the MOU were several timeline speed-ups, including a 100-day deadline to evaluate all infrastructure project construction schedules to ensure completion at the earliest possible date. That deadline is looming just a few days away on Saturday, November 1st. When asked if that progress had suffered at all due to the shutdown, Zeldin said his agency has been full steam ahead. "That 100-day timeline ends in the coming days. That work has not ended. It's actually only picked up as November 1st has gotten closer. And I'm anxiously awaiting the latest update on what was agreed to and getting project timelines reduced in order to actually achieve a permanent 100% solution," he stated, adding that President Donald Trump has told him that it is a very important priority of his. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.